Hello everyone and welcome back to Daily Show. This is episode 4 and it is Tuesday the 25th of June. And I got a wee announcement to make. If there's anybody here listening to this that's just joining us, welcome. But you will have missed out on the previous episodes. I think one of the episodes, it might have been the last one, where I talked about I'm making a new album, so I am. It all started off when I made a song and then I felt like making an album, so yeah, I'm going to make an album. Firstly, a couple of things. Last night the album was named and I'm now releasing the name of that album, and it is called Messier 31. For anyone who knows anything about space, you'll know that's the Andromeda Galaxy. The artwork will be done within the next week or so, maybe. But I've done the first song, which is called Prepare for Launch, is done. It's all ready and waiting. I have a prototype for the second song, which is actually Messier 31. The first one was finished last night. Whenever I create songs, I'll start it probably at about 10, 11 o'clock at night and go right on till maybe sometimes, well, up till last night it was about 3, 4 o'clock. So whenever it comes to that time, anything in my head is sounding good because I just want to get it finished and go to bed. So I saved it, rendered it, and now I listened to it earlier, and I don't know how I feel about it. And whenever I'm at that stage, I rendered it, jumped in the bed, didn't really pay much attention to it, and then I got up this morning, listened to it, and realised that I more than likely half-assed it a lot, and it seems to be a wee bit all over the show, but I am going to create another prototype and maybe give it out to a few people, see what they think, which one's better, and then if any of them should be used on the album. But in general, I have decided that I want to do a really amazing album, but with the equipment that I have now, I can't really do it. So I'm putting it on hold for a while. I say a while, probably be next year before I actually start doing it, because with events coming up and, you know, like birthdays, Christmases and all that, there, the money will be tight. And then next year I'm going to DEFCON 1, so maybe that will give me some inspiration to do the album. So I'll probably dabble with it here and there, but nothing really major. The Messier 31 song, the prototype one, is really mellow for the start of it. Although I have been listening to a lot of Headhunters and Frontliner and Noise Controller, I was also listening to Armin van Buuren, and whenever you're listening to Headhunters and Armin van Buuren, there's a difference between the two. Armin's a lot more maybe slower, but also a lot less bassy or heavy. And with the Messier 31 song, I took the approach of going with a wee bit of a mix of both, maybe. It starts off really mellow with some vocals over it here and there, and then the bass comes in quite heavy, and fast towards the end, probably the last quarter of the song. It's very bassy, with just your general hard style really. I will be, within the next couple of days, I'm going to probably use David's keyboard, maybe experiment a wee bit with that, see how that goes. Maybe I'll probably create a few independent songs, not on the album, just independent songs just to throw out and mess about with the program to get better used to it. But I won't be taking them as seriously as the album. The album artwork should be out probably in a couple of weeks, maybe, or it could be a couple of days. Really all depends. It won't be done today because I have to render. Well, David's actually adding and rendering Pandora's Box 4. We'll probably be recording episode 5 and 6 tonight. I have to do the vlog. So probably in the next couple of days, maybe sometime. If you're following me on Twitter, I will probably put up a prototype of it. Maybe upload the song to YouTube, but only put it as a private song, and give a few links to people. Maybe let them hear it, see what they think, see if I can change anything, take something out, put something in. I want to see what the keyboard's like. Maybe, because that means I can sit down with the keyboard, even if David sits down with it, because he is a keyboard player, that he can just start playing away, and then with him playing in the background, then I can start to make some kicks to go along with it, maybe. Because if he can sit down with the keyboard right beside me, and he can play a loop, maybe I can record that loop, stick it into the program, maybe stick a wee bit of effects on it, and then stick a kick underneath it, and we'll see how it goes from there. So that's the announcement for the album. Is it has a name now, it's getting artwork done to it, but it's also being put on hold. If David does play the keyboard, maybe we can throw together a prototype in the next month or so, maybe. Just really sit down, get a load of prototype songs, stick it onto a disc, maybe give it out to some people, see what they think of it, and just get a load of feedbacks, what to put in, what to take out, what to change, maybe slow some stuff down, maybe speed some stuff up. Because everybody's style is different. Whenever I'm making my kicks, I really like the really heavy, really bassy ones that really, you don't hear it, you can feel it in your chest. I like that. So that's what I usually try to go for. But with the Messier 31 song, it's been really, really mellowed out, so the bass isn't as heavy. Still is quite heavy, but not as heavy as I usually like it. So later on today, probably, or at some stage tomorrow, me and David will sit down. I'll sit down with the program, he'll sit down with his keyboard, and he'll just sit and play away. I'll stick a couple of kicks over it, maybe throw in a few effects, and we'll see where we go from there. If it comes up as a good song, we'll probably stick it up on YouTube or maybe even iTunes at some stage. But for the foreseeable future, right now, there will be no album for maybe a year and a half. But there will be independent songs here and there, and I'll be making some for my intro, David's intro, just in general making songs, because I do like it. It's just, I don't want to half-ass it, and I'd rather have all the equipment that I need. I have the The only thing that I really need is a new MIDI keyboard and a MIDI pad. That should be it about it, because I've got the programs that I've got is, I've just got, is it Ableton Live 8.2.2? I got it. I also have, the main one that I use is FL Studio 11 Producer Edition, and I also have Acid Pro 7.0, and I use Audacity for the vocal tones. But any vocal tones that you hear on any of the songs is not my vocals, because everybody doesn't like the sound of their own voice, so I either get David or Lana to do it. If anybody's listening and wants to be on the album, you can record your voice, send it to me in an email, or through, get in contact with me through YouTube or something like that, and I can stick it in probably. So yeah, it'd be nice. I think it'd be a good idea if somebody was to send me something. Maybe I can use another person's vocals in it to see what they think. And of course, if a person does send me them talking, you can add your own effects into it, or I can add effects. But if somebody does do that, they obviously will get a copy of the prototypes before anyone else, so they will be the first one to be sent to. And they'll probably get it a few days to maybe a week before everyone else gets the prototypes, just for participating. But that's about it, really. New album, new name. It's now been changed from In Progress. New album art coming soon. On a break, but still making songs. Gonna sit down with David for a while. And that's it for today, because I have to go get ready for Pandora's Box and stuff like that. So hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and I will see you tomorrow.